VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State terrorist group has targeted a second mosque in eastern Syria in less than a week. It says the normally protected from attack religious building was used as an insurgent command and control center. Strike happened Monday, killing Islamic State fighters who were, quote, actively firing on coalition partner forces from the mosque, which was located in Azouza near the border with Iraq. The mosque targeted Monday was 2.5 kilometers away from a mosque that was struck last week. Pakistan and Russia have begun their annual joint military drills. They're working together to fight the growing threat from Islamic State terrorists in neighboring Afghanistan. NATO says one of its service members has been killed, two others wounded, in an attack in Herat province. The organization said initial reports indicate the attack was committed by a member of the Afghan security forces. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to reveal details about the case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a speech to Parliament on Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Chris Torcha.
Khashoggi Siyote has been placed under police protection, according to Turkish authorities. She was actually at the consulate on the day that Khashoggi disappeared. She did go with him, but she stayed outside. And otherwise, her social media presence has died off a little bit. She's keeping a pretty low profile right now.
Saudi Arabian officials say the country's de facto ruler, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, spoke Monday by telephone to Khashoggi's son, expressing his condolences for his father's killing. Saudi Arabia now admits Khashoggi was killed inside its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. This is VOA News. A caravan of thousands of migrants